Joining us now is Dr. Val Kiper. He's assistant coach for Concordia Falcons baseball. Coach, thanks so much for your time today and sharing with us about baseball at Concordia and specifically this year's team. Tell us, how was Maddie welcomed to the team this year?
It kind of all started last year. Maddie is a part of our Bethesda College program here. And I teach a freshman orientation class, and so I had several Bethesda students in my class, and Maddie was one of them, and got to know him really well. And the student peer leader that also was helping me with the class at the time was a man by the name of Isaac Tavis. And Isaac is a very, how do I want to say it, strong spiritual leader in many ways, was part of the baseball team at the time. And Maddie found out, loves baseball, kept bugging, you know, both Isaac and myself about when his tryout was. And so we just kept talking to him, and he'd, you know, maybe come out and watch a game or something like that. But it was something that just kind of percolated over time, and the players got to know him through Isaac, and the players are the ones that really, really took a hold of this. So after he had been here for a year, came back in the fall, and he knew most of the players, and the players then were led by Parker Rome, held a private tryout for Maddie.
What was the response of the team as Maddie became really more an integral part of this team?
It wasn't so much being at the games and in the dugouts, but when the players did things, you know, maybe somewhat on the field, but a lot of it was off the field, that Maddie was always there. When the team went to chapel, Maddie was with the team at chapel. When he would eat lunch with players on a regular basis, and it was just, he was just experiencing one of the parts of being a part of the team, you know, maybe not playing, you know, whatever else, but, you know, it was certainly part of who they are and what they are, and everybody knew him, and the team responded tremendously to him.
How has having the Bethesda College on campus at Concordia University, Wisconsin, made a difference for the entire Concordia community, for the students, for the faculty? How has it made a difference?
I would argue it's probably been more profound than the impact that Concordia has had on those students. Here we are greeted daily, you know, with children with Down syndrome, you know, children who are on the autism spectrum, children who have a variety of disabilities. We're able to interact, and I wouldn't even use the word confront, but we're able to interact with children of God that way on a daily basis. And it's not something that not all students have had that experience before. So I would tell you that, you know, getting to know, saying hi to them in the hallway, eating lunch with them, spending evening time with them in the dorms, you know, or on a practice field or in a hitting cage or a batting cage or whatever else it might be. You know, to me, it's the opportunity to understand, get to know, and experience, you know, people that are different than I am.
Coach, thanks so much for being with us on the Coffee Hour today. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Joining us now by phone, Parker Rome. He's a junior at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and on Falcon baseball, and a member of the team with Maddie. Parker, thanks for joining us on the Coffee Hour today.
Thank you for having me.
Parker, when did you first meet Maddie? When did you meet Matt Van Eerden?
School year, first semester. It was his first semester and my second semester. And I remember it clear as day. I was sitting in the cafeteria, just enjoying a burger with a couple of baseball guys, and in came Maddie. And he walked over to the salad bar line, got himself a nice salad, got himself a bowl of pasta from the pasta line, and just walked right over to our table and sat down without even asking or anything. And instead of asking who we were or anything, he knew exactly who we were. He knew we were the baseball team. And he got right away to talking about his passion for baseball and how badly he wanted to be on the baseball team there.
What was that connection like between you and he? Why did you guys become such close friends?
I don't think it was just something that was like forced, like, oh, I see someone who's a little different than me. My parents raised me that no matter who you are, even if you're a little bit different than me, I'm going to accept you just like any other person. And Maddie, him and I were just talking a little bit, and the next couple of days we had lunch after that, and we just talked about baseball, scary movies, different types of food, and we're basically just the same person in a different body.
So Maddie knew who you were. He knew the team. He knew he knows how much he loves baseball, and he wanted to be a part of a baseball at Concordia. What was the first step to introducing Maddie to Falcon baseball at Concordia?
I don't think what was the first step for us. I think what was the first step for Maddie. And anyone who knows Maddie knows that if he wants something, he's going to go get it no matter what it takes. And he made sure to introduce himself to all of us. And he would, every day, he'd walk up to my coach's office and go talk to him about baseball trials or just talk to him about the baseball team. And it just, over time and the relationships as they built up and built up, he just became one of us and he was part of our family right away.
Why was it important for him to have an opportunity to be a part of the team with you?
Baseball is a very giving game, and especially up at Concordia, we really preach how to give back to others. And Matt, he was just one of us. He was a very passionate kid, very passionate for baseball. He wanted to make himself better, just like each and every single one of us wanted to be the best baseball player we could be. And we saw the opportunity that he wanted to get better with us, and we just let him come along for the ride, and that's how it happened.
Where did you see the most improvement? What's his strength on the team, on the field?
His strength is definitely his mental game. He, no matter what happens, no matter if we give up a grand slam at the bottom of the ninth to lose the game, he is always there with a smile on his face, cheering us and telling us it's going to be okay. And when you come back in the dugout and after a bad inning and stuff just didn't go the way you thought it would, and you see Maddie there cheering you on and telling you, go get a good at bat or go get a home run for him, it kind of makes you realize that baseball is bigger than just a game. It's more than just a game.
What else have you learned in either your time on the team with Maddie and the other teammates or just in your friendship with Maddie? Are there other things that you've learned?
I think I just learned basically that everyone's looking for a relationship. I don't know how to really say it. Everyone's a human being. I don't know how I'm trying to word this, but no matter if you're different, no matter your skin color, no matter your gender, no matter anything, everyone's looking for a great relationship with someone. And Maddie's just a perfect example. He's just like you or me, or just like you and your best friend. He's just another one of us. He's no different than any of us, no matter his disabilities. He's the same as us.
Maddie's graduating from Bethesda College this year. You're going on for another year, is that right? You have another year
Correct.
At Concordia. So what's it going to be like on the team without Maddie next year?
Yesterday, Maddie and I were sitting outside the cafeteria, and he comes up to me with his yearbook, and he's asking me to sign it and write a little message for him. And as I'm sitting there writing this message and writing about how the first time we met and all the times we hung out together, I realized that's kind of when it first hit me that Maddie's not going to be around anymore. And I know he's only up in Sheboygan. That's where he's going to be living for the next couple years of his life. And just not being able to see him in the halls or get a message from him saying, come hang out with me or come watch a movie with me, it's going to be really different. And just having him not around the team or being there in the dugout cheering us on, it's a little sad. And it kind of hit me yesterday writing that message. Yeah, I know the relationship's not over, and I know we're still going to be friends and hanging out all the time. He's not that far, but it's definitely going to be very different.
Are you looking forward to seeing him after he graduates?
Oh, yeah. He's a great softball player for his Special Olympic team, and every year they make it to what they call the World Series, and I can't wait to go out there and watch him compete in it again this summer.
Now, I understand Maddie still had to try out for the baseball team.
Correct.
What was it like cheering him on through tryouts?
So we set up the tryout for him, and everyone comes out to the field. We're all ready. And Maddie was actually late for the tryout. He was about 10 minutes late for the tryout, so everyone's freaking out, like, where's Maddie? Like, we've all been looking forward to this. We're all set up and ready. And all of a sudden, he came walking out there with his baseball bag in one hand, green bag with all his helmet and gear in it the other hand. And he comes out. He's all ready. And we're playing catch with him, and we throw him on right field, and he just starts launching the ball. I was the only one who has ever saw Maddie play baseball before. So I knew what he could do, and I was ready to see the reaction of the rest of my team. And he throws the ball, and it's a nice, perfect throw. And he throws it again, and the same thing. And then we throw him up to the batting practice, and he's just hitting the ball. People are all in the infield expecting him not to be able to hit the ball. Sends it over all of our heads, and I'm standing there. I'm like, I told you guys. I told you he could hit the ball. And when he hit the one ball where we had him run the bases, it was a perfect moment. He put the ball right in the gap in right center field, and he's just running around the bases, and everyone's cheering him on. And his nice, elegant dive at home plate just capped it all off for us.
I've seen I think I had a chance to see one of those dives. Tell me about the dynamics of the team this year and your place in that, Maddie's place in that. What was the team like this year for Concordia, Wisconsin baseball?
The team was a little down this year compared to most. We lost a couple All-Americans last year, but we really returned a lot of guys. And we had a really good sense of camaraderie still. We were all great friends. Over the years, we built up the relationship, and this was really our year. It didn't go the way we really hoped. We kind of played down and up to our competition. We swept some of the best teams in the nation, like Concordia, Chicago. We swept them, but then we would lose to some other teams who are lower in our conference. So it kind of hurt us losing those couple games, but we still had a great season overall. And when it comes to Maddie's role, it's just, like I said, he really picked us up during those down moments. I mean, sometimes you can't really dig yourself out of like a 10-0 hole, and even though Maddie's over there smiling and cheering us on, sometimes baseball is just a game where you just lost for the day. And that's kind of what happened this season. We really gave it our best. And if we could go back, maybe there's a couple things we'd do different. But overall, it was a great season, and Maddie really helped us out on there.
You've gotten to know Maddie pretty well during your time at Concordia and his time with Bethesda College at Concordia. How has Bethesda College, how have the students of Bethesda College made a difference for your Concordia experience and for other students at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Personally, Bethesda has changed my life drastically. Last year, Maddie asked me to be what they called his living skills coach. And basically, to sum it up in quickly, it's basically what your parents taught you as a child. So like, how to do chores, how to set an alarm clock, how to make sure you bathe correctly. It's all that basic stuff that I go in there and I help him with. And I wasn't only helping Maddie, I was helping five other guys in this big dorm room of theirs. And it really helped me learn that it gave me a challenge that not every kid's the same, and I have to learn to adapt. So even though they might have the same disabilities, and sometimes they don't, they all think differently. They all have their little ticks that make them go around, and they all lie differently to you sometimes, and you kind of figure it out. And you just it really taught me that I just got to sit there and evaluate the situation, no matter if it's what I was doing with Bethesda or later in life. Evaluate the situation, learn the best way to attack it, and then go ahead and go forth with your plan. And then just the kids around campus, it's really normal seeing kids from Bethesda around campus. Concordia has done a great job of that.
Parker, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour. We wish you well with baseball in your senior year at Concordia University, Wisconsin.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.